Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Terry Stokes from NCBA joins us up next.
Dad, what's the census?
Oh, that's my 2007 Census of Agriculture form. I need to fill it out and send it in by February 4th, which is right around the corner.
Why do you need to send it in?
Well, the Census of Agriculture collects information from all U.S. farmers and ranchers. And this is our chance to show how important we are to the rest of America. Our answers can actually change our lives.
This census is really important, right?
Yes. It gives farmers and ranchers like me the chance to make a difference. This information helps make a better future for all of us. And your future is very important to me.
The census helps our whole family.
It also helps our community.
And they have a website.
Oh, well then I can fill in my census online. Would you like to help?
I guess, if it helps my future.
Our future. What's that web address?
www.agcensus.usda.gov.
Okay, I'll race you to the computer.
He's the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Terry Stokes says he's mighty concerned right now about feed grain prices, corn specifically, around that $5 a bushel level. He says corn prices have hit this new plateau, at least partially because of government policy favoring ethanol and discriminating against other users of feed grains.
On January 11th, USDA issued a corn stocks report that caused tremendous concern in the grain and livestock markets. With soybeans and other grains commanding tremendously high prices right now, USDA doesn't see a repeat of last year's near-record corn plantings. That prediction has pushed the cash price for corn above $5 per bushel, and futures contracts for corn above $5 all the way through December of 2010. Needless to say, this is unwelcome news in the livestock industry. With operating costs like hay, fuel, fertilizer, and pasture land already near record highs, another surge in corn prices is like a swift kick in the stomach. Feed grain costs are one of the main reasons that feeder cattle prices have declined 17% since Labor Day. Cattle feeders have been feeling the pinch of high grain prices for a while now, and logic tells you that more bad news is going to drive down their bids for feeder cattle. Now, I would never sit here and tell you that ethanol production is the only reason behind this market turmoil. Global grain supplies are tight for various reasons, and it is an oversimplification to point the finger entirely at ethanol. But this should send a strong message to Congress that they simply cannot keep taking the livestock industry for granted. Their infatuation with ethanol is helping to push our operating costs to a dangerous tipping point and contributing to some major hardships for our industry. As I've stated before, NCBA isn't opposed to ethanol production. We know that it has been a boost to the rural economy in many areas of this country and can offer significant benefits for our nation. We also don't have a problem competing for feed grain, as long as that competition is fair and that we have a level playing field. But that's not the case right now. Congress continues to pick winners and losers by dramatically favoring one user of grain over all the others.
Terry Stokes says in the minds of cattle producers, that's irresponsible government policy. He says this is going to be a big topic of conversation, the volatility and the high prices in our feed grain markets. Big subject to be talked about at this year's Cattle Industry Convention coming up next month in Reno. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 Hereford and 50 Angus bulls, complete with EPD information. I've got 60 spring calving bred Hereford and Angus heifers on offer as well. Van Messner and his family invite you to give them a call for more information, 580-837-5532. The Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 2nd. Call for information, 580-837-5532. At your Beef Bus, I'm Ron Hayes.